Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The left fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Sid Hudson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields the ball and throws to Lee covering. Safe. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lewis moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lewis scores. McBride moves to third. It's 1-0, Senators. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a pop-up towards third. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Pretty reaches second base with a double. McBride scores. Vernon goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Senators. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Yost reaches second base with a double. Pretty scores. It's 4-0, Senators. Earl Harris now pitching. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson takes first base on ball 4. Callaway moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Callaway moves to third. Hodgson moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball 4. Callaway scores. Hodgson moves to third. Wright moves to second. It's 4-1, Senators. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Hodgins scores. It's 4-2, Senators. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to second. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Pretty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon moves to third. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh has Vernon trapped. The throw from Tresh to Michaels and back to Tresh, who tags Vernon out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hodgin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Hodgin moves to second. Milo Candini now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. York hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodgins scores. Wright moves to third. It's 4-3, Senators. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wright scores. One out. It's Senators, 4, White Sox, 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. he's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Yost reaches second base with a double. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Yost scores. Mancuso moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Senators. Milo Candini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Candini bunts for an out. Mancuso moves to third. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to second. Two outs. Joe Grace pinch hits for Tom McBride. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Grace now playing left field. George Dickey pinch hits for Mike Tresh. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candini fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodgen hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. George Dickey now catching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. Spence hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Pretty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. York hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yost moves to third. Milo Candini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Candini is 0-for-0 in the game. Candini hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yost scores. Sullivan moves to second. It's 6-4, Senators. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace hits a line drive into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Earl Harris. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-3 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Vernon trying to get to home. Wright throws the ball into Dickey, who tags Vernon, who's trying to score from second, for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pretty hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. he's got one RBI. Yost hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candini fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodgson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Hodgson reaches second base with a double. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hodgson scores. It's 6-5, Senators. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. York hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 5. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milo Candini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Candini is 0-for-1 in the game. Candini hits a pop-up towards third. Michaels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 5. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lewis strikes out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-2 in the game. Grace hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Walesa pinch hits for Earl Caldwell. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hodgson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callaway moves to third. Mickey Hefner now pitching. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.